Hello, CAB Backup, I'm in.
Hello, good afternoon. This is from Local Splash. I'm so sorry we missed your call.
Yes, I was calling regarding my account.
Sure, can you please provide me your business phone number, please?
Yeah, it's 224-381-2689.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. All right, and to confirm, this is Carlos, right?
This is actually Chris.
Oh,
I'm actually the new owner. Yeah.
Oh, let me see here. So you are the new owner of the CAB Backflow Inc.
Correct.
Plumbing?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so how can I help you today?
Yes, I was calling my account. I know I pay like $250 a month for your guys' service.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in maybe because I want to get more business. I mean, I'm trying to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I know a lot of people will put more money into like pay-to-click, and then I know you show up more for search results. Is like,
is
that an option or like I kind of want to go over that because, I mean, I do want to get more business. And I want to stop advertising other places and kind of focus more on, like, the pay-to-click stuff.
Pay-per-click. Okay, gotcha. So, yes, that is correct. We can go ahead and do Google. We call it Google Ads campaign. So with Google Ads, that's the pay-per-click campaign. I see here that you also do let me check here. You used to have pay-per-click. Ah, okay. You have Google Ads, but your budget is only $100.
So I do want to raise
the old
that
budget.
So I maybe want to raise that to maybe like 500 maybe.
Sure, that would actually be great. Raising the budget would really help because the more budget that you have, the longer your ads will actually show online. We do recommend really the 500 or more, even 800, for the reason that the Google Ads campaign really performs better if it has a higher budget.
Okay. Yeah, so I am interested in that. And then so it's just pretty much increasing the budget and then like that. And it will take it out of our account.
Yes, that's correct. The billing information here is under Christopher Burns. That's you, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. And may I ask how you are related to Carlos?
I'm actually his son.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just make sure to... Oh, okay. Yeah, I see you here now. I wanted to make sure that you are added. You are in the list of. Let me just update here. Okay. The number 224-637-4262, this is actually not listed in the on the list of contacts. Is it okay if I add this phone number just so when you actually call, it registers right away to the business?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I think I had a meeting with you guys set up over the phone for tomorrow at 9:30. Since I'm speaking to you now, we could probably cancel that.
Okay, gotcha. I'll go ahead and put that in the system. Okay, so I will be processing. We have $100, so you'd like to add additional $400 or additional $500 to make it $600?
Let's do an additional $500.
Okay, and then I will update your... Google Ad as budget.
And then the way that works, that way that works is that you just got it's so when people are searching, we're just gonna start showing up more, and then pretty much sometimes at the top, right?
Yes, that is correct. So because we will be adding more budget to your ads, so that means, because a lot of times when you have very low budget, like for this one, because this is an old budget, I think this is when your father started the campaign. What happens is that it only takes like a few days actually for this one, or weeks if you're not getting very much click. But with more budget, that means you will be getting more clicks and more visibility for your customers. So you'll be seeing more.
Okay.
All right. And then I'll also, let me see. I will be updating your Google Ads budget to $600 a total monthly. Is that correct?
That's correct. And then is there a way to, like the keywords that we show up for? Is there, like, a way to update that?
Yeah, certainly. We can go ahead and update the keywords after this one. Okay. All right, let me just make the edits on your account.
And that's just a monthly budget, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Okay. So your budget for every month will be set for your Google Ads campaign. It will be set to $600.
Okay. And then in the future, let's say if it's working out, then we can up it too, right? And like that, you probably will get more clicks, more calls and stuff like that.
Yes, certainly. We can go ahead and add more budget to your account.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so I am able to.
We've been using some other, like Angie's List and stuff like that. But I feel like, I mean, this is probably more effective because you're probably actually getting people that are interested in your company. And, you know, and then if you get more clicks, possibly more calls, I guess.
Yes. And majority of the clients right now are actually doing more with Google. So that's why Google is actually strict, because the a lot of customers are more searching in Google to find services that they need. So, yeah, doing more on the ads campaign actually really helps with the with businesses to gain more customers.
Okay. And do you guys do, like the website optimizations too? So, like, because I know that really helps, too, to rank higher on, like, the organic stuff.
Yes, we do. We can go ahead and, because if you have an existing website, we can go ahead and promote it, but our website team cannot make edits to it because, I mean, it's a different company who actually, like, created it. But we can also, like, for example, you want us to create the website for you and optimize it. We can also do that. And it's absolutely free, no extra costs.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not too, our website's a little outdated, but I think you guys did create one because our website was down for a little bit, and you guys have made like a temporary one. But I mean, if your guys' is more effective, I'd rather go with the one that's more effective and just move the pretty much the because it's in all our bands and stuff too. So just move that domain name like cabbackflow.com to. There's little changes I want to make. I'm still trying to figure everything out, but I mean. Moving forward, I do want to update everything and trying to get more business.
Sure, no problem. If you'd like, I can go ahead and have our team create the website for you, and then you can go ahead and check on it before we actually make it like live for you. In that way, you can go ahead and check the website first, and then if you like it, everything is set up, then we can go ahead and publish it for you, and then you can have the other website taken down. But at least we have already everything set up before it goes live.
Yeah. So, all right.
Fine. And do you own the domain?
I believe we own the domain. I know we pay GoDaddy or somebody. So I'll just have to like transfer it, or
Yes, you will be providing us your credentials.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I gotta figure that out for that account.
Sure, no problem. Now, Chris, I can't, for some reason, I cannot create like an invoice for your account. So I will be escalating this one to our team so I can process the $500 Google Ads budget. So for now, let's go ahead and review the keywords first.
Okay.
And then I'll contact you back later for the billing. Let me just pop in your keywords. So for keywords,
is it good to have for keywords, is it good to have more or less?
For this one, I would suggest doing or targeting the keywords that you think you are gaining more, or like the service that you are wanted to target.
I want to focus more on drain cleaning, water heaters.
Water heater. Okay, let me go ahead and list that one. So we will do drain cleaning.
Drain cleaning.
Water heaters.
Water heaters. Sump pumps.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you kindly repeat that?
Sump pump. S-U-M-P.
Mm-hmm. And then sump pump.
And then, yeah, pump.
With an S?
Yeah, S-U-M-P.
Okay.
P-U-M-P.
Oh, P-U-M-P without an S. Okay. Is this one word, like, or two words?
It's two words.
Two words, okay.
So
your current primary search phrase is plumber, and that's correct, right?
Yeah, plumber or plumbing.
Okay. Plumbing, okay. So we will focus on drain cleaning, water heaters, and sump pump. Any other keywords you'd like to use?
Sewer repair.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And sewer repair. And that's pretty much the ones I want to focus on. Those pretty much make us, or can you add ejector pump too?
Sure.
Two different kind of pumps.
Ejector? Did I hear it right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Ejector pump. Okay. So we will be focusing only on this one. Drain cleaning, okay. Water heater, sump pump, sewer repair, and ejector pump.
Yeah. Or could you add, does it make sense to add a backflow and RPZ? Because it's kind of an annoying a lot of times if they're searching. I think, we could do that.
Yeah, certainly.
So RPZ.
Okay. Backflow RPZ. Are those separate keywords or?
Yeah. One's going to be just RPZ, and then the other one's going to be backflow.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
And we do like testing, repair, installation, so I know you don't want to put all of those, or I'm not sure how that works.
Let me see. Let me go ahead and check what we can actually suggest on the keywords for these
services. Yes, a lot of times people are looking like backflow testing or backflow repair.
Yes. We
RPZ testing or RPZ repair.
That's actually right. We actually do like specific, like exact phrase and keywords when we do marketing, or we also have like, for example, when customers search for anything that mentions about, water heater, regardless if it's insulation or a repair, then your business will actually pop out.
Okay. So that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we put RPZ and backflow in there. That would help too, because we do a lot of that as well. But,
okay, perfect.
Yeah, I don't want to advertise like faucets, toilets, stuff like that, because I mean, those usually don't make too much money, and then you're paying for. You understand? I want to focus on like the bigger jobs, like an excavation or sewer repair, could be like $5,000 compared to like $200.
Yeah, especially that you are also like, you know, paying for the ads. So we have to make sure that the click really, like the ads really appear on the, on services that are getting more money. So don't worry. Okay. We will update your Google ads. So we'll be targeting drain cleaning, water heaters, sump pump, sewer repair, ejector. Ejector pump, and then we will be adding the RPZN block flow.
Yeah. Did you put sump pump in there?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, how about the areas?
The areas, what areas do you have right now?
Let me see. So for your target areas, we only have Gournay, if I pronounce that right, and then Lake County.
Okay. I do want to do like the North Shore, like Wilmette, Winnetka, Evanston, Glencoe, like pretty much that, those are like the big money areas around us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So can you go ahead and kindly spell that out for me, please? I'll go ahead and list those areas.
North Shore. So it's like Wilmette, Winnetka, Glencoe, Highland Park, Lake Forest, Lake Bluff, Northbrook, Glenview, Deerfield, Bannockburn, Vernon Hills. So those are pretty much the areas I want to focus on. Libertyville.
Okay. Okay, so to confirm again, it's North Shore, Wilmette, Winnetka, Glencoe, Highland Park, Lake Forest, Lake Bluff, Northbrook, Glenview, Deerfield, Bannockburn, and Fort Sheridan.
Yeah. Okay. You can maybe add Libertyville.
Libertyville. Okay.
And, yeah, that's pretty much like the North Shore of Chicagoland. That's why they call it North Shore.
Like right North Shore. Ah, okay. Okay, let me just make sure everything is added.
And thanks for being patient with me. I know I'm making a lot of changes.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. We actually like it when, you know, when things like this, when we go ahead and make changes on the account for the better of the campaign. And when clients are really like into the, because sometimes we have clients who are in, they just think that everything has to be done like by us. And then, so we have to like go ahead and check what would be the things that needed to be done on the account and what would be best for it. So when, because the clients actually collaborate with us, we really like it because we know that clients are very into the making sure that they set for the success of the campaign. So all right, so okay, I have here the list now. Let me just add it here very quick so I don't miss it. Okay, there you go. All right, so we will be changing your keywords for the ads campaign. Like we've mentioned, we'll be targeting the drain cleaning, water heaters, sump pump, sewer repair, ejector pump, backflow, and RPZ. And then we already have a new set of target areas for you, so we will be using this. And then I'll submit this one to our team later, because I'll be checking with our accounting first, with your account, because I can't, for some reason, I cannot charge or I cannot create an invoice for me to charge the card on file. But I'll go ahead and call you back on this one to update you once I have successfully charged the $500 to your account. And then you do have Google Guarantee as well. Now, it's noted here that it's not fully optimized because we are missing some verification documents.
Okay. Yeah, you could send that over. I can get it over right away.
Yes, yes. I'll go ahead and check in with my team to check what are the missing documents for your account, because I wanted to make sure that the Google Guarantee campaign is also doing well. This is for the success of your campaign, so all ads campaign must be working and must actually be optimized well. So I'll get back to you on that one as well, okay?
Okay, sounds good then. I'll be looking forward to it.
All righty.
All right,
okay,
thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll get back to you, okay? Bye-bye.